tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Roto Experts live here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That's Fantasy Executive Corey Parson. It's the King, Scott Angle, Wall Street, Matt Modica. You guys are staring at cameras that aren't on, but that's cool.
sorry, we're going next.
I'm just practicing.
Everybody a little rusty here today. Getting into the home stretch here of week 11. Into week 11. I'm glad everyone finds this hysterical. Devontae Freeman, we'll talk about him in a couple of moments with his concussion, but he's not the only major player that has a concussion. We heard yesterday, Corey, Phillip Rivers is concussed.
Yeah, Phil Rivers in the protocol also. That's scary, but I just don't see Phil Rivers missing the game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think Phil Rivers misses the game either. He's Phil Rivers. He never misses the game.
I don't think I can look at it like that because just like he's Phillip Rivers, you know, it depends on the level of concussion. You know, at some point, you know, in this league, every player is at risk for missing a game. Like Phillip Rivers, you give him all the credit for being durable, but look, if we don't know what the level of concussion, so I can't assume that, you know, and then I can look ahead and say, okay, you know, what happens to Keenan Allen and Melvin Gordon, you know, if he's out. So I'm not going to assume anything either way just yet.
Well, Melvin Gordon is the interesting name that you bring up, and I think we need to get into that too, guys, because Melvin Gordon this past week benched really is what it was, yeah, for Austin Eckler. And the final line for him this past weekend, 16 carries, which is 27 yards total. Finishes a very, very disappointing game. But, you know, he did catch 5 passes for 15 yards. Targeted 8 times. What do you make of that, Matt?
It's just, I got to think maybe he's not 100%. I mean, we've heard that. We've heard Dr. A say, you know, he was worried about him and Ajayi finishing the season. The frustrating thing is it's really tough to play Eckler, like to put him in your lineup. So I will say, on the flip side, a fantastic trade by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Their pass defense was number one all season. Their run defense was terrible at the bottom. And getting Darius solidified that. But, yeah, you have to roll out Gordon each and every week. And if he's – I mean, you got to think against the Bills. The Bills have gotten shredded the last two games against the run without Darius. So this might be a hopefully a bounce back week for.
The Eckler thing, you put him in your lineup, be ready to take a zero.
It's to Matt's point about like when you feel your job, when a player feels his job threatened, he may bounce back. You know, Gordon may be able to bounce back from this. He may use this as a motivational tool and could just come out and have a good game and a really good matchup. So you have to stick with Gordon.
I'd be pretty confident with Gordon this week. I mean, you have to look at the process. Maybe it doesn't work out, but first off, you either got him at the end of the first round or early second round. So
even if Kellen Clemens is somehow playing a quarterback and they get scripted, you know, they'll you figure, you know, while they're still realistically in the game, like if it's like 27 to say 10, they'll throw to Gordon out of the backfield
or Eckler. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Interesting conundrum if you're a Melvin Gordon and or an Austin Eckler owner. Live on YouTube, talking about Devontae Freeman. Next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Hello, YouTube! What?
Lord.
That's too very early.
Lord.
So I almost did one, but you saved me.
Yeah. What's the deal?
What are you?
Nothing. I'm just YouTube people. Hello.
This is Corey. He's returned from
I'm back.
From his one
return
day
of the executive.
I'm here. That's it. Let's go.
One day sabbatical. That's Scott you're on TV now. You can, all right, you can,
you can do your signs.
Here.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm washed up.
What does that make you when you lost to me?
Go ahead, Scott. You got it.
That's Wall Street, yeah. Matt Modica. By the way, in that league in GST, we're trying to make a run hard, man. We lost, I think, to Sven, maybe, by like a point yesterday. Kenny Drake needed one more point. Like a catch for 1 yard or something like that. It was brutal.
Me and Danny fell 0.8. From getting our,
I have the most points for and the most points against.
Yeah, we put up
crazy.
We put up a lot of points last night, too. But whatever. Let's talk about Devontae Freeman, gentlemen, because that's what the people here are here to see and here to try to figure out. Devontae Freeman's concussed for the second time this year, at least. First one comes obviously in the summer, back in August. We talked to Dr. A about it yesterday. We talked to him about it this past summer, and he was very, very concerned with Devontae Freeman's health and said, listen, he's going to get concussed again. It's only a matter of time, and when he does again, it's going to be a lot longer that he's out than the first time. Immediately yesterday, Adam Schefter basically came out and said, hey, he is not going to play next Monday night, or he's extremely unlikely to play, I believe was the tweet. He followed that tweet up saying, hey, Devontae Freeman may be out multiple weeks with this concussion. Dan Quinn has his press conference about an hour or so later, and he said, listen, we have not ruled out Devontae Freeman for next week quite yet. What is your impression of that?
I think that's coach speak. I mean, Dr. A gave us the lowdown in the preseason mentioning the concussion. And when you saw the Tommy Davis tweet pretty much saying it happened the week before, yeah. I got to think this is multiple weeks. It's, you know, he just signed a big contract. I know this is a guy that wants to be on the field and stuff, but I think they're going to play it smart here. And I think Tevin Coleman, if he's healthy enough, he's going to get the lion's share of this. I'm not really buying the Ward.
He was banged up just more than a concussion even before this happened. So this guy needs to rest. You know, he's not going to play on Monday Night Football next week. And Dr. A, you know, like to Matt's point, for those of you who didn't hear it in the summer, said that this guy already had enough concussions that if he took another hit, and it's very dangerous for a running back, you know, lower your head, bang, even though it didn't happen that way, but that's the way it could happen, could miss several weeks. And just for other insight, he also said this about Jay Ajayi as well.
And Melvin Gordon.
Yes, and Melvin Gordon. And Ajayi, you know, you have the knees in the back of your mind. It's something just to keep in mind. It shouldn't totally scare you off. But also, when you look forward to next season and you're thinking of drafting these guys, when I was all over DeMarco Murray in the summer until Dr. A told me about the hamstring. Look, everybody gets injured in this sport, but when you hear for sure that a guy could be a risk, you know, it makes me drop him a few spots in my rankings. And when I come into a close call with him and another player, I think you have to heed these things seriously.
I think so, too. I remember Matt and I really having a discussion when it came to Devontae Freeman, who, as I said multiple times, he was my third-ranked running back on the year, with Ezekiel Elliott being the question mark. And ultimately, Dr. did not scare me away. I didn't shy away. And Matt and I talked about it. I was like, whatever. You know, I'm going to do my thing. And if he gets concussed, anybody can get concussed. But it was only a matter of when, seemingly, when it came to Devontae Freeman. Corey, you were in the box with Dr. A while this happened.
I was in the stands when this happened.
Okay.
You could see right away, going to the sideline, knew immediately that he was going to go to the protocol, heard he wasn't going to come back, then said that he had that head injury. So that's what I saw from television. Now, what I will say is this. I was talking with somebody close to this, with knowledge of the situation on Sunday night. And Devontae Freeman should probably be put on the IR.
Yeah.
More than likely. This is his third concussion. He had a concussion towards the end of last year also. This is like his third concussion in 14 months. He should either be put on the IR or miss like a few weeks. The thing about it is, he's not going to. He's going to go and play. He may miss this week. He may miss two games at the most. He probably should miss the rest of the season. But he will not miss no more than two games. They will physically have to carry that man off the football field. He does not want to let the Atlanta Falcons down because they gave him an opportunity. And he is going to be on the field. Yeah, exactly. And he is going to be on the field just because of that. I hate to say it this way, it doesn't make a difference. If he can run, he's going to be on the football field. His brain is not of importance. Not to say it like that, but that's how he carries it.
The one thing I'd say is if they can give him, say they give him these 3 weeks, even if they give him a month, those last four games are all versus division rivals, or the last four or five games. So you give him like 3 weeks, if he can come back from this, I think that's the way they got to go. And I think what Dan Quinn's saying, it's just, he's just giving Coach Speak, doesn't want to play the handout on a Monday or whatever, you know, stuff like that. So
from a fantasy perspective, though, you're a Devontae Freeman owner.
I'd sell.
You're selling hard.
I'm selling.
Yeah. Corey, you're the one that just said, listen, he's going to come back in 2 or 3 weeks. He may not be, you know, maybe he shouldn't. He probably shouldn't. But 2 or 3 weeks, he's going to come back. Would you buy a Devontae Freeman right now?
I'm not buying the player right now. Just the offense still don't look right.
Yeah.
They had a good win. They had a big matchup coming up. The offense still doesn't look right, though. So I would not be buying any pieces on this offense. As crazy as it may sound, last week I was saying sell towards Tevin Coleman. Now it's buy Tevin Coleman.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the context of your record, what side you're on.
I'll give you the example from my league. And
go ahead
on that, right? So a guy that is 7-3 in the league has a wealth of wide receivers. Traded away Stephon Diggs and traded away Rex Burkhead, a guy we talk a lot about on the show. Two guys we talk a lot about on the show, for Devontae Freeman and for Devin Funchess.
He's 7-3. I think he's looking ahead.
For sure.
Yeah, he's obviously looking ahead. He gave up a little much, but he got Funchess back.
Yeah.
So, you know, take the Diggs hit. I'm fine with it. Okay. Actually, I'm fine with it because, like I was saying, you know, it depends on the context right now.
Yep.
If, you know, I have a team where I'm 8-2 right now.
Yep.
And I can get him as my RB2 and I don't have to give up a lot. Maybe I give up a wide receiver 2 or even a wide receiver 3. You know, I will go ahead and do it. If I'm on the selling side, especially if I'm
trying to be
if I'm like 5-5 or even 4-6,
yep,
or even 6-4, you know, within that range, I'm going to have to accept that what I get is lesser. But hey, if straight up, you know, if I have to make the playoffs and you're going to say Freeman for Funchess, you know, I'm going to take it. But after last night, you know, maybe that's less possible. You know, you say Freeman for Devontae Parker, you know, I'm going to have to strongly consider that.
Even if I'm sitting 8-2 or whatever it may be, I'm a big Devontae Freeman fan. This injury scares the crap out of me.
So I kind of agree. So I'm more on your side of this, Matt, because I had the same reaction Corey did. Ultimately, that you see, this is now his third concussion in 14 months or so, and I'm like, I felt like there was a chance that it was with Luke Kuechly last year that they just put him on IR and let him get healthy. If I was 7-3, 8-2, 9-1, or whatever, it's like I get trying to get better. You're getting a Devontae Freeman for the stretch run. I understand the concept, but it's like you are just putting a major risk on yourself. Like, this isn't like a dude like, even let's say Greg Olsen, where, all right, he's coming back in 2 weeks, and I know that. I can take the hit with a bye this week, even take the hit a week later, like, maybe he won't come back, maybe he'll have an extra week off with that foot injury, maybe he won't be 100%. I get it. I know he's coming back from that bad foot. But when it comes to that brain and concussion, and there is clearly no timetable, and I'm sitting pretty, do I really want to take that risk for a guy that, let's be realistic, hasn't scored a touchdown in 5 weeks, that has been an offense that is struggling, that has not been able to have both running backs be successful? I don't know if that's the guy I'm willing to take the risk on.
Here's the thing. You guys make excellent points about that because, you know, you're not looking that long-term anymore. Now we're getting into week 11, and you're talking 3 weeks away. You can make that trade, and by week 14, he might not be back.
Right.
He might not be back for week 15.
Right.
So that's a very good insight. By the same token, though, you look at the injuries, you're saying he hadn't scored in all those weeks. He was banged up with other injuries. So if he is able to come back, I don't think you worry about the rest of his health. Then, and they're not going to clear him before he's ready. But yes, it's a real dart throw because they're not going to get this guy back from a concussion after his third one before he's ready. He's not coming back before
he's
cleared.
You can't say that because the player wants to play this week. The player will play tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if he doesn't get cleared, he ain't coming back.
Russell Wilson just went in the concussion tent and came right out and was laughing. These players are not
that
taking this
concussion. That has nothing to do with a long time.
They're not taking it serious. Don't make it serious long term or not.
He can't say when he's coming back. He's got to get cleared.
Your boy didn't get cleared.
That has
the other
nothing
night.
To do with that. That's within a 30-second. That's within a 30-second window.
Are they taking it serious? That's the point I'm trying to make.
He can't clear himself.
Same with Jacoby Brissett, by the
your
way.
Your man walked right out the
that
front
with no
problem.
That has nothing to do with it. This guy is out.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
So a lot of responses from the video and the audio that we just had comes from, Corey, your take on the concussion protocol. Then ultimately, listen, Devontae Freeman's obviously in the concussion protocol. This is obviously his third concussion within 14 months or so. And you believe, listen, this dude's coming back. It's not probably won't be this week, maybe not the next week, but he's coming back.
He's going to play.
Long before he probably should. Yeah. And that was your take on it. And Scott kind of had to believe, like, listen, he's not coming back until he's cleared. You don't believe that
no,
needs to be the case.
Him being, he's going to clear himself. He's going to tell them. They'll probably make him sit out this week, but he's going to continue to tell them, oh, I'm progressing. I'm feeling fine. He'll go through the steps and all of that. But eventually, I would say he misses one game, to be honest with you. He is going to get back on the football field and risk further injury. Because he just feels as if he owes too much to the Atlanta Falcons and that organization, and he's not going to let them down. That's the way he's carrying the situation right now. I'm telling you this almost from the horse's mouth. He is not going to be put on IR. He is not going to miss an extended amount of time. He wants to play football for this team because it should show the loyalty to that team for giving him that contract.
So you're saying he, from the source that you have, that he believes he can play this Sunday, no problem,
yep.
Ready to go.
He's willing to go out there this Sunday.
And most players are like you say, but you know my point. And look, they're trying to make the playoffs too.
Yeah.
You know that's a part of it as well. My point is that you know when you can't tell though that you know when he's nearly ready to come back from the concussion, you can't really predict how he's going to heal. And you know the team will have to determine. Okay, you know I see where you're coming from. The team will have to determine. Okay, what area are we comfortable with taking the risk? When does he get to that point? He's going to have to be cleared at a certain point to a legitimate degree before he can play. And I don't know if anybody can predict that.
I think that he's the one that's going to predict it. I think he's calling the shots. And that's why I said, much like when Russell Wilson took that shot and clearly should have been the concussion protocol, he went back there, laughed it off, and came back on the field. He was likely concussed, and he was playing while he was concussed, and nobody was going to stop him.
Well, I think that situation is different, and I'll tell you why. Because that was in the flow of the game, and if he ran onto the field, what are you going to stop him? It's like the team can say if he's not ready. Hold on. The team can say if they feel he's not physically ready, we're not starting you. We're not activating you. You can't do that
in
the middle of
the
game.
Next play?
Look, that was a whole thing that went wrong that they got fined for. It's different when it's before a game. You could say,
but it shows the seriousness of it.
Hold on. They can say, we're deactivating you. It's not for you're not good. You're not starting. He can't run out onto the field and play if the team doesn't activate him.
Yeah, but it's a little of both. I'm going to agree. I'm going to try and play the middleman here. The player's going to want to play. I agree with Corey. They gave him this contract. They believed in him. They gave him the opportunity. But Scott's got the point. This is not an in-game. It's not in-game now. Now it's during the week. So the doctors, especially what's gone on the last week or two, I think this is going to be scrutinized a little more.
Yeah, no, I can see that. That's why I think he sits this week. But I think he's going to be pushing the whole time to get back out there for week number 12. I really don't see him sitting in week 12.
And I don't want him, you know, before, you know.
No pun intended. I don't want the headache.
Yeah, but I don't think we can predict how he's going to heal, though, what I'm saying. Nobody can really predict, especially when this is the third concussion. And ultimately, the Atlanta Falcons, you talk about his loyalty to the organization, I see it as a reverse, too. They're not going to want to put him out there when he's still at high risk.
So it's really interesting. And ultimately, I think I get what Scott's saying. It's not really Devontae Freeman's choice. Like, he's going to have to click through this. We have seen multiple players go on injured reserve with concussions. I go back to Luke Kuechly. This year, Giants center Weston Richburg got concussed, and you think he's out for a week or two. He goes on the IR. Devontae Freeman.
Look at Jordan Reed all of those years. He could get concussed, and he would go on the IR.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the precedent is there to go on the IR with this. But I guess what I have for you, Corey, is like,
he's not going to go on the IR.
The system has failed when it comes to Russell Wilson, when it comes to Jacoby Brissett this past week. Both these two guys should have been under the protocol. Russell Wilson, maybe he got hit in the jaw, that's fine. He has to go through the protocol. Jacoby Brissett was stumbling around on the field. He should have been in the protocol. Devontae Freeman is now in that protocol. Say what you want about how it failed Russell Wilson and it failed Jacoby Brissett. Freeman is now in that protocol.
And he'll go.
How is he able to, how theoretically would he be able to get out if he's still concussed?
Who's going to see the record to know it? They'll sit him out this week, around this time next week, you'll start to hear, oh, he cleared, he's feeling better. He'll be back to a limited practice probably next Friday. Thanksgiving Friday?
Yeah.
That'd be Thanksgiving Friday. He'll probably be a limited participant that day. And my prediction is that Sunday after for week 12, he'd be back out. He won't be ready.
Look, if you make the prediction, we'll say, look, Corey made the prediction. But, you know, I want to ask Dr. A about this when he comes on. But, you know, how can anybody predict how a guy is going to heal?
I'm not predicting how he's going to heal. I'm predicting of how they're going to play it.
No, but I'm saying, how can you predict how they're going to play it? Because nobody knows how the body's going to heal.
I don't think it's about the body. I think it's about the player pushing them to get back out.
But he can't say I'm ready to play when he's medically not ready to play, and he can be the guy to decide that.
We'll see how it plays out.
It's not, to me, it's not like one of those pain tolerance issues like Ty Montgomery with his ribs, for instance, right? Like, this is a brain. He has to get cleared.
Okay, but there's one thing we're forgetting. They have Tevin Coleman. Yeah. And Tevin Coleman can play. I mean, he can get those 20-plus touches to 25 touches in a game, and he's fine. As long as he's healthy, he can handle that. I mean, so on that aspect, maybe that's the route they'll go. They committed money to this guy, too. So I think they're going to try. And what's gone on, I think it's going to be heavily scrutinized, as I said previously. So I think he may be out. I think it's going to be extended time.
And if you see the Wilson situation and the Brissett situation, they want to get this right. You know, the league wants to, and you have to go through a league-dictated protocol. They're going to want to do it. All right. Now, look, for those who own Devontae Freeman, I hope Corey's right. But ultimately, I hope you're right and that he only misses a game.
I hope I'm wrong because he probably should be on IR. Mm-hmm. That's right. What I'm saying. He needs to go on the injured reserve, but he's not going to go on the injured reserve. Like I said, I agree with you fellas too, in a sense, but we'll see what happens. I don't think the player sits. If he could play on Sunday, he would.
Well,
he's not going to play next Monday.
It's interesting. They do play Monday. They do have that extra day this week. I don't know if that's enough. But the crazy thing is, in all honesty, we have seen... And this is the other extreme. We've seen players come back from it before, right? Devontae Adams went to the hospital, carted it off, you know, gave the thumbs up, and he was severely concussed on a Thursday night. He played 10 days later on Sunday.
Yeah.
Scored 2 touchdowns. And that was his. Remember, he had a concussion last year on a Sunday. He played Thursday night, right? So we have seen a guy like that who had multiple concussions come back very, very quickly. I Devontae Freeman... I'm not saying he can't do that either, you know?
It's unpredictable.
It is.
It's unpredictable.
It is.
For all we know, he could play Monday,
yeah,
or he could miss the next 3 or 4 games. You can't predict it.
It's with that head injury.
It's really scary for the player, too. I mean,
it
look,
is.
I just think everything that's gone on and how prominent the CTE has become.
Yes.
I think this is going to be... So, this is a situation where they have to get it right. I think the scrutinization is going to be heavy. So hopefully, for everybody involved, especially the player, it's handled properly.
Yeah, and the protocol is in place to really counteract everything Corey's saying, right? It's protect the player from himself. And Corey's right.
It's to protect the league from lawsuits. It's not to protect the player from himself.
That's a good point. I can't really argue that. Yes, it's to protect the league from lawsuits, but also protect the player from himself, throwing him back out there. Because, as you said, Devontae Freeman wants to be back out there. Feels like he's ready to go back out there. But Matt's right. I mean, Tevin Coleman is there, and he can carry the load, and he played really, really well this past Sunday. Now, let me go to the other side of things, right? We've said all year that DeMarco Murray continues to play through injuries time after time again because he doesn't think he'll get his job back if he sits out. Like, Derrick Henry's going to run away with this thing. This offense, or running game in particular, was the most productive it has been in seemingly 6 weeks when Devontae Freeman went down and they just handed the ball off to Tevin Coleman.
Yeah, but you're looking at a Dallas Cowboy defense that lost Sean Lee
again.
In-game.
Again.
So that's a different scenario right there. This week going up against the Seahawks, I think you really get to see the test of what that running game is going to be with Tevin Coleman.
You know, what if Tevin Coleman, all of a sudden on Monday night against Seattle, has a good game? What if he has another 20-carry, 80-yard game? I don't know that they were one rush, quote-unquote, rush Devontae Freeman back. Number two, I don't know what this workload is like when he comes back.
Yeah, that's a good point because they have the luxury of being Coleman. It was shown that he can be a lead running back if he's pressed into the situation.
Correct.
You know, you see the talent there. And look, Terran Ward is a pretty good change of pace back. You know, he reminds me a little bit of Freeman. I'm not totally comparing to Freeman and his ability to juke and cut, plant, and make people miss. So they have, like, another good option there. You know, they can go with Coleman and Ward. And look, you know, probably, looking ahead to that game next Monday night, Seattle's still got one of the best run defenses in the league. Obviously, they're going to attack them in the air, but they can throw the ball to Coleman out of the backfield.
That's what I would be doing. That's the game plan I'd have set up, especially with the injuries that Seahawks have suffered in that secondary, and even whoever returns, if they're not 100%, I think that's the route they're going to have to go. And it's another big game for the Falcons. Which, you know, you got to keep pace. You got a 7-2, a 7-3 team.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to keep pace with Atlanta. They have to keep pace. Monday night, a huge game against Seattle. That's actually a very good Monday night football game. It's rare we get those good games. Yep. But it's also a little unfair, Corey, that Seattle has an extra day off here. They play Thursday night.
Yeah, Seattle always get the advantages.
Yeah. It's a good point that you make there.
Cheaters.
It's one of the NFL's favorite franchises.
Why do you think that?
I don't. I mean, they go to the Super Bowl. That's why.
Yeah. All right. Monday Night Football, Atlanta, Seattle. We'll see what happens there. All right, we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to look at some other of the major headlines around the league, other than Devontae Freeman and Phillip Rivers. Corey mentioned it a moment ago. Sean Lee lost in the game. He may not play the rest of the year either. We'll talk about what that does, along with Tyron Smith from Dallas when we come back. Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, presented by DX Racer.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Said it a moment ago, and it bears repeating. The Dallas Cowboys losing Sean Lee changes everything. We see it literally every year because he gets hurt every year, right? It totally changes the defense, and you thought that ultimately they would do something about that, and they haven't.
No, not yet.
For many years.
But Jalen Smith would be a good option one day, but not yet.
I think so. I think so. Now, that's bad for the defense, obviously. Now, you target these players and against Dallas' defense, and I know Scott's kind of been doing it all year. Like, listen, the Dallas defense isn't that good, especially when Sean Lee's out. You can use all these weapons. But the other side of that is on the offensive side of the ball. And we heard so much from a bunch of different people that, oh, Ezekiel Elliott's lost. This is why. But we said it yesterday on the show, and I believe it was all three of us guys, that Tyron Smith was the bigger loss on Sunday.
Oh, no doubt about it.
For Dallas than Ezekiel Elliott. What is the latest on Tyron Smith's stats? Because that changes everything with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm not sure what the latest on Tyron. I'm sorry. I didn't look at the medical report this week. But hopefully he's on the practice field tomorrow. If not, they're in trouble.
There was an update already that said he's not expected to play this week.
Wonderful.
Early.
Yeah.
Early.
Wonderful. That's good news right there.
Now, if Tyron Smith doesn't play this week, Corey, what does an Alfred Morris owner do? What does a Rod Smith owner do?
I mean, I would definitely play Smith, especially at home in the game where Dallas will probably be playing from behind. So I think Smith is the guy that you got to get out there and get in your lineups this week. I think you can start to see that where you can start him. May not have been good production in the first game, but you got to understand that game script got way out of balance. It's going to be hard to keep the game script in balance this week. You're going your strength, your offensive line is weak, going up against their strength, which is at 100%. It's going to be half Alvin Morris to run between the tackles. I think Rod Smith's a better play this week. Now, mind you, this is Tuesday. Feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It could change by Friday.
And let's also not forget.
It could be origami by Friday.
Let's also not forget when it comes to Tyron Smith and Sean Lee. The Cowboys play two games in 10 days.
Because yeah.
They play on Sunday. Wonderful. And then they have the Thanksgiving games. So you may be looking at a multiple game absence for both these guys.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, Morris at the beginning of the second half last week, he ran well, like 34 yards on two runs in that first drive in the third quarter. I think they try to run the ball against the Eagles, and maybe both of these running backs will be useful to a degree, but I'm going to prefer Morris because I think they want to reestablish a run play, ball control, and keep that Philadelphia offense as much off the field as they possibly can. So you know, that's what I think they do. I think it might be a good week to roll out Alfred Morris, you know, for a decent amount of volume. But people are going to run in DFS now to like start that Eagles defense because they're going to be expecting more sacks.
And it's not even the sacks that Dak can get away from the sacks. You know what
I'm
saying?
He did times,
huh?
Eight times on Sunday.
He'll be able to. I mean, he wasn't expecting that. You know what I'm saying? But what I worry about
after the first four or five times, you think he'd still try to get away.
I'm just worried about that secondary just getting torched all day. It would have been great to see both these teams playing with the Cowboys at full strength, the Eagles at full strength. But I mean, the Eagles are laying three, and I hate betting the road favorite, but I kind of really like that.
They might be able to run the ball effectively too, because With Sean Lee, they're an okay front seven. Now they go from okay to just like, you know, you can target them in the running game and the passing game.
Yeah, and then Philadelphia, it's no reason. The Alfred Morris, this is going to be a tough week for Alfred Morris.
He ran well last week, though, when they gave the opportunity.
Philadelphia Eagles, the best part of their team is their defensive line.
Yeah, but Morris was breaking tackles, and they have to get him established to have a chance in this game.
They
so,
can give him the ball 75 times. He might run for 75 yards. The Philadelphia Eagles front is stout. They do not play. And they travel. A good defense travels.
One of the things I didn't get what the Cowboys did last week, and I mentioned yesterday, we saw in the first half late, Cole Beasley got behind the defense, and I thought maybe they would use that a little bit more in the second half or try and get that happening. I never did. I know he's more of a slot guy and all that, but
they just didn't have time to set up the play. It was with Chaz Green was New York Giant like in his approach.
it's all funny to everybody, huh?
It was a good joke.
It's a good joke by Corey Parson. Dick. All right.
Why do you gotta do that?
I got to do that.
It's just a good joke.
He made the joke.
Yeah. It's a joke.
Did I go after his personal life?
What?
Did I say anything personal about him?
You called him a D-word. That's very personal.
I don't think I said anything about his personal life, though.
You called him a D-word.
He's called you worse. Scott, so.
All right. Let's go to Green Bay. Let's go to the Green Bay side of things, guys, because Aaron Jones, kind of as we speculated yesterday morning, the three of us, was that Aaron Jones would be out 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL injury. That was the latest on him. We all said, hey, well, not all of us, but some of us said, that when it comes to Jamal Williams, What are you waiting for with your fab budget? You're trying to make the playoffs. You probably should go, whatever you have, you go all in, you get Jamal Williams. Because Ty Montgomery also is banged up with the ribs. We talked to Dr. A about it. And Dr. A, Matt, was saying on the Frenzy yesterday, basically, even if he didn't break the same ribs, he may be tearing some cartilage in there. That's even more painful than breaking the ribs. So, with all that being said, of course, Mike McCarthy comes out and says, hey, there's a shot Ty Montgomery could play.
We played that earlier in the season where they were saying he was probably, there's a chance he could play. He never played. Jamal Williams, to me, you're dropping the bag because it's volume. That's what you're dropping it on. I mean, Aaron Jones, you're not holding this guy. To me, he's you're dropping him. You're cutting him. Move on.
I agree.
You know, don't be thinking, oh, the playoffs, I'm getting this guy back. Look, I don't think he's that kind of a talent anyway, so I think you move on from that. And Jamal Williams, look, he's getting his opportunity now. I'm a Montgomery guy. I don't think he plays this week. I'm going to bet heavily against that. And we'll see the following week. But Jamal Williams is going to have this opportunity. And they are going to try and run the ball to help the rookie quarterback out. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, if Aaron Rodgers was in there, you might have been less pot on Jamal Williams, but now they got to run him. They have to see what this kid is capable of. They got to be able to run the ball, like you said, take the pressure off the quarterback. With Aaron Jones, what are you getting back in 5 weeks? You don't know because it'll be a timeshare there, possibly at best. So look, maybe in by week 11 or 12, Jake Seeley will get his wish about Jamal Williams.
We talked to Jake about it yesterday, and he brought up the point that ultimately the volume is there, but let's be real, Jamal Williams doesn't look good whatever shot he's got.
Look at these rookie running backs. P. Ryan.
That one was on you.
Yeah, that one's on me. And also Joe Mixon as well.
Yep.
You know, these guys have gotten some volume, but they haven't produced.
No, they haven't.
Joe Mixon has not lived up to what my expectations, and I thought it was going to be one of the best values in the preseason as his stock continued to slip. But he's been getting you around. He's been more of a, say, flex option.
Yeah.
Or, a lower RB2.
Sure.
But look, if he's going to get you double-digit points, he's playable and he's not a bust if he's going to get the week in and week out. And you got to hope that at some point before the season does. And who knows? Maybe it happens, week one of the playoffs versus the Bears or something like that. I don't know. But I'm just saying he's got Cleveland coming up. I'm not going to put Mixon. I'm not going to bury him just yet. He's at least giving you some value.
I'm not burying these guys, but what I'm saying is that, you look at P. Ryan. He had a decent game or two. These guys are, they're not going to excite you. They might give you 9 to 11 points. That's pretty much it.
That's the deal with Green Bay. We'll go on the waivers, how much you want to spend on a guy like Jamal Williams. We're telling you after the clip now, a little spoiler alert for you. So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit more in next hour. Two running backs have been out for the year. We had some progress on both of them yesterday. One of them was Scott's boy, David Johnson, who had the cast removed. Now you're going to begin some rehab on that wrist. Scott, you have been adamant since really week one that David Johnson is out for the year. Now that the cast is off, has that opinion changed?
I think you got to be more optimistic,
Timeout. I heard time and time again, he's not playing.
And I told you this was happening. I told you this was coming next Monday. You go, I don't care. I'm telling you, he's not playing. Your words, not mine.
He's still on my bench.
It's David Johnson. I'm sorry. I had a brain fart there. David Johnson, no. I'm not doing this again. Yeah. I'm more optimistic in a...
It was David Wright we were talking about?
No. I had a brain fart there. I got distracted. My apologies for that. No, David Johnson, I'm not doing this. He's not coming back. It's not happening this year. I heard this from a source, like Corey heard it from his source about Devonta Freeman. The guy's not playing this season. They signed Adrian Peterson for the rest of the year. He's not coming back.
There he goes. See, that was what I was waiting for. Not the other one. Yeah. So that's David Johnson. You believe that was your guy, your source that said literally since week one, he's out for the year. He's not coming back. It doesn't matter that the cast is off. David Johnson's not coming back. Don't worry about it. That's Scott.
The player keeps saying he does want to play if possible.
He is. The player's saying he wants to play. We'll see if they do. We'll see if they allow him to do that.
I mean, in all honesty, whether it's football, baseball, whatever, if I was injured, if I was a player, I would want to get back on the field before the season's over. You want to leave knowing that you're healthy and all that. I mean, I know for us in fantasy, we're like, oh, he can just rest them and stuff. In real life, people want to get back on the field no matter what they're doing. This is what they do for a living.
Yeah, they want to get back on the field, but sometimes the body will not allow them to get back on the field. I'd like to see David Johnson back, but I just don't think it's happening.
The other man that we wanted to bring up was Danny Woodhead. That was Matt's boy, of course. And for Danny Woodhead, there was always a rumor he'd come back week 11. Then he kind of threw some cold water on that until the Ravens wound up releasing Bobby Rainey yesterday, which kind of makes you think maybe Danny Woodhead is coming back.
He's getting close.
He's getting very close.
Probably looking maybe more like week 12.
I don't think so. I think he's going to be playing this week now that they released Bobby Rainey. I really do.
Okay.
We'll talk more about Danny Woodhead as we come back and wrap up the hour. Come up next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Thank you for giving the best a try. Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. It's free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. Before we hit the break, he told you that Danny Woodhead may be back as soon as this week. It was Bobby Rainey.
Sorry, my bad.
Get the cart ready again.
Gas up the cart.
Do you think he's always hanging out with CJ ProSize, the two of them?
Yeah, the two of them are just like boys.
Yeah, but you know, even Danny Woodhead said CJ ProSize, man, you're brittle.
Yeah. So Woodhead could be back as early as this week. The Ravens released Bobby Rainey, which makes me think they believe he's ready.
Yeah,
so
that definitely says a good sign right there when you release Bobby Rainey.
So are you, if Danny Woodhead's still out there, are you picking him up?
At this point in the season, yeah, I'd pick him up. If he's on the waiver wire in your league, I would pick him up. Listen, if you put Danny Woodhead in your lineup, do understand that he can get hurt and you can have a zero in your lineup.
Injured this year? Like, he got injured in the first quarter, had a few catches.
I think he might have got injured on the third time he touched the football.
He was really rolling, though.
Might have had three catches.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if he pops a hamstring when he's jumping up and down and coming out of the tunnel.
It's not nice, but yeah, it could
happen. It is what it is.
I don't think it'd be that bad, to be honest with you. But there you go, Danny Woodhead coming back this week, potentially. So if he's out there, make sure you go get him. And could you start him this week? Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy. Well, no, it's not crazy to start him, but the it's risky to start him.
Sure.
Because he could leave the game. You say, well, anybody could leave the game. Well, Danny Woodhead could definitely leave the damn game. That's like starting ProSize. He could leave the game.
Yeah, it's proof that more players are injury prone than others.
Yeah, well, obvious. That's quite obvious. But I think you definitely could start him this week. I think, is that the end of Buck Allen? What do you do about Buck Allen?
Probably,
now?
But maybe for the first week they work him back in. Yeah. But I don't think on Tuesday I'm saying, you know, I'm looking forward to starting Danny Woodhead. I still don't know if he's going to play. The Rainey thing, maybe it's, you know, a sign that he'll be ready within the next 2 weeks. But I can't see it happening just yet, where I use him in fantasy.
Fair enough, and I think Danny Wood is someone that you may just want to have going forward. Speaking of going forward, the Minnesota Vikings created a bit of a stir yesterday when they said, we haven't announced our starting quarterback yet. I want to talk to the team first. And everyone kind of believed, whoa, it's Teddy time. And then Jason Lockett forward reported, no, we're going to stick with Case Keenum as the starting quarterback. But
They're having those conversations.
They're having those conversations. It's getting closer.
It's coach speak for this week, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Bridgewater is coming off a major, major injury, and this team has a good record with Keenum. Look, you know, I've said multiple times, and you know, probably last time I'm going to say it, I don't think they go deep into the playoffs with Keenum. You know, let's not get too crazy. The guys had two good games, one pretty good game, and then the other ones, it's been like, I think there's been three games with no touchdown passes. He, you know, he's a game manager. You know, and every once in a while, a game manager will have a game like he did last week. But in the playoffs, when they need a big player, they're playing from behind, you know, they're not going to get it done with a guy like Keenum. But look, he can continue to take them to a winning record, but they probably have an internal feeling that if Teddy Bridgewater is anywhere close to what he used to be, he probably gives us a better shot of winning a playoff game.
The fans want Teddy Bridgewater, That's very important.
But do the fans want Teddy Bridgewater more than they want to win? Like, Case Keenum's winning.
It's a nice story, but I think the organization probably thinks that Teddy Bridgewater, if he's anywhere close to healthy, it gives us a better shot of winning in the playoffs.
I don't know. Well, Teddy Bridgewater has been, you know, he almost pulled off a terrific upset the last time he played they had the Seahawks beat, but homeboy missed the kick. But I think Bridgewater is the quarterback before the season's over.
Yeah, I would think so too, ultimately. And maybe he does give him the best shot in the playoffs. But as you said, Scott, dude had a major, major injury. He hasn't played in a very, very long time. To put him right now in the thick of a playoff race where he's obviously going to be rusty, really, you know, just a few practices here and there, very risky.
By the same token, though, they've taken their time with this. And they will not bring him back before he's ready.
Do you remember what Dr. A said when I first asked Dr. A about Teddy Bridgewater back in the summertime? Dr. A said Teddy Bridgewater, the algorithm said Teddy Bridgewater should be ready by week 6. Teddy Bridgewater has been ready.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, they're playing it really cautiously because Keenum has done a nice enough job. Keenum has done exactly what you want a backup quarterback to do. But if Teddy Bridgewater is healthy, you know, this is the guy that the organization wants, regardless of what the fan wants, I think.
We'll have to see. For now, it's Case Keenum, but these guys are right. It's now a week-to-week thing in Minnesota. We take a break. We go live on television. When we come back, we're going to get into Monday Night Football a little bit. And we'll do it next on the Roto Experts, presented by DX Racer.